Last week, we saw a domestic news cycle dominated by the glitches that derailed the launch of the web-based exchanges where uninsured American people and their small business employers can shop for private health insurance. This week, as stories about private health insurance continue to dominate the headlines, the term single payer has bobbed up with increasing frequency. Single payer, or Medicare for All, has simultaneously appeared on the lips of many mainstream voices, right, left, and center. Mostly, those who say the words would like to dismiss the idea, and yet they clearly recognize that the single payer proposal, public health insurance for each and all, is a policy proven to guarantee access to care, improve health outcomes, and control costs. The latest media flashpoint shines a light on an estimated 10 to 15 million people who already purchase private health insurance individually. Many of these people have been getting letters from their insurance companies canceling their policies at year's end. Republicans pounced on the occasion to embarrass the president, accusing him of false promises. Mr. Obama had often reclaimed that under his reform, quote, if you like your health insurance, you can keep it. In his defense, the president explained that the Affordable Care Act places new regulation upon the insurers, that it establishes basic minimum coverage thresholds, that insurers can no longer exclude applicants due to pre-existing health conditions, that millions of people will be income eligible for Medicaid or federal subsidies to cover private health insurance premiums. In other words, although you might not be able to keep your woefully inadequate policy that you liked for its low premiums, but might have hated in the event you actually got sick, there is a chance that you will get a new policy and perhaps a subsidy toward its premium costs, something you might like after all. But as an axiom from establishment politics of the 1980s runs, if you're explaining, you're losing. Hearing the president's explanations, the Republicans only stepped up their criticism. The media, for the most part, played its usual part also, repeating the talking points he said, she said. Few journalists have pointed out that the mainstream debate, although flamboyant in style with press conferences, congressional hearings, talking heads galore, public rallies, remains a perfectly flat debate in substance. The president and his party tout the virtues of private health insurance. In vociferous opposition, the Republicans and their Tea Partiers tout the virtues of private health insurance. And then comes a double irony. Something happened on the way to covering the forum. As journalists look for the story beneath the story, they come across real human beings caught in this odd political crossfire. We're told stories about people who desperately need private health insurance and who are grateful for the chance to purchase it in order to escape ongoing financial ruin. Poignant articles have underscored how whole families can be devastated financially by out-of-network costs and by some in-network costs. We read about people whose households now live with extreme insecurity as their employers and their insurers have canceled their policies. Private health insurance, we learn, has not only failed to cover everyone, but often proves incapable of adequately covering anyone, especially any one of us who faces a grave illness. Health insurance is not the same as health care. On top of this, private health insurance is basically an enormous personal hassle, not something we like, but something we're forced to grapple with. It's something we're happier to have than to not have, but it's also something we're so far stuck with. Everyone knows that those without health insurance face high barriers to getting care and are more likely to die than those who have it. But does this explain the latest news cycle? I think not, because both Republicans and Democrats want us to buy private health insurance, which erects its own high barriers, premiums, deductibles, copays, coinsurance, financial barriers to care. More to the point, I'm sure that each of us, everyone listening today, knows a family member or a friend who has speculated about whether the Affordable Care Act might help them in a personal way with getting private health insurance, or maybe even help them see a doctor. So it's a double-edged sword. Private insurance, while considered desirable by many, introduces its own insecurities and uncertainties into our daily lives. And I think this insecurity is what is driving the mainstream discussion. If we dig a little deeper when it comes to healthcare, everyone recognizes that we're all in this together. And if we're all in this together, why not a system based upon that very idea? Why not a truly universal, improved Medicare for all? And that explains why all of a sudden we have heard so many voices, right, left, and center, comment upon the single-payer solution to our health crisis.